It's 8:31 on the clock, and we'll call to order the Board of Equalization meeting for Wednesday, July 19th of 2017. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. Well, 5 in favor, and I think Gary would be abstaining, too, since he's not here. Have to change his dial one more. There you go. And 2 absent. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none. Looks like we have a public hearing for some exempt vehicles. So we don't have no time, so we can go ahead and do that till now.
Yep,
entertain a motion to go into public hearing at 8:32 on the clock for hearing and approving or disapproving vehicle exemptions for qualified nonprofit organization, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, and Mosaic.
I would move we go into public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. I don't see anyone here for the public hearing. Oh, okay. Here we go. The hospital is for a, they call it a dump trailer. That's what they call it. Value on it, though, here or whatever. It's used for landscaping and mowing lawn equipment to various properties. And moving lawn. Moving, not mowing. Moving lawn equipment to various properties. No, it doesn't have a value on this one. It doesn't, I guess we don't need one, but it's a dump trailer, a 2017 dump trailer, they call it.
What's the ruling on that if there's commercial equipment like that?
Because that's Lori's thing. Is that what you mean?
This comes from Lori, yeah.
Yeah, that comes in.
Because that'd be a commercial piece of equipment.
Is that
for a nonprofit organization and they don't generate income from it, then it still qualifies.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if they would use it on the side or, split it, then they'd have to apportion it.
Yeah.
They use it and they say to move back and forth between properties because they still have the property in town, plus they have the one out on the highway, and so they have to move that equipment back and forth to be able to use it.
Yeah, it says all the explanation is it's used for landscaping and moving lawn equipment to various properties.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they're using it all for their own use or whatever.
And oh, yes.
Lori checked the box here from her for approval. So on that one. The other one that we have is Mosaic, and it is this is for 3 vehicles. 3 2017 Dodge vans. Yeah, they're different vehicle ID numbers. So it says used in the service of people with intellectual disabilities, and the tax that we're exempting is $380 for each of the vehicles, and then $20 motor vehicle fee exempting too. So it'd be $400 per vehicle, or a total of $1,200.
I would move to approve.
Well, we got to go out of public hearing first.
Oh.
Since nobody's, even though nobody's here.
Did I screw up again?
No, you didn't.
Still,
I usually do. Yeah, I got that one. I'll entertain a motion to close public hearing.
I would move to close public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote.
Close at
8:35 on the clock. 5-0 in favor. Now,
I would like to move to approve the exemptions for the qualifying nonprofit organizations, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, and Mosaic.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Any more discussion? Vote. 5-0 in favor. Patty, anything, or otherwise we'll talk a little bit about this afternoon, but...
No, we ended up with 80 protests, just got them all figured up yesterday and written on, and some people called, and if people call in, we can give them more stuff today. Lloyd's down there now looking them over, and he's going to be with me this afternoon. So Daryl had some stuff out west. So I think everything went real well. I mean, nobody seemed to. Did you guys have any calls on anything?
I think they got calls from somebody who wanted to know what time it was this afternoon to show up. What
did you say?
I just said not lately.
Yeah, maybe not jinx that, huh? So we'll have 80 this afternoon, and about 3 withdrew, but it was too late to write a letter to us, so we just basically said no change and wrote that they called in. So we'll just have to see what. It's been a really nice, I mean, it's been a nice year as far as people have been friendly, and it's been.
You remember, what, didn't we have 300 and some last year? We were close to 300 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're down.
We're really down. One county, a friend of mine over in Fillmore didn't have any. And some, I think Celine has 93. Last I heard, Lancaster had about 3,700. And I don't know if you guys have been following the Omaha-Douglas County. That's kind of an interesting article.
That is a mess up there.
Well, yeah, she took it completely to the court, to the Supreme, and she won her case. So, but that's an interesting article if you have time to read any of them.
She won the case, but the board took something. The board decided not to do something, didn't they?
Well, I haven't talked to her because she hasn't been at any of our meetings. Of course, she's been released, you know, been going on since, what, February? Because they send out preliminary hearings for preliminaries. And I think they rolled her back to 92% on some residential. And then there was some things, and I haven't really went in and read the Turk case and everything, but then it went on to the courts, and Bob gets the Omaha World Herald. I don't. So that's where a lot of the news is. So, but it was interesting. So, but yeah, it's been a fairly decent year. People have been, unless you guys have had any.
Try to be more like Fillmore County next year, then.
Yeah, no. I don't have it. I just don't talk again. No. She's always been. And it's a smaller county, too, so. But she was lucky. I've never really heard of anybody that didn't have any complaints, or unless they settled a lot of things before the March 19th deadline. Because, I like to look at things. I can always look at things between January 1st and March 19th if there's a complaint on properties, you know. One thing people don't understand is everything's based on January 1st completion, and, you know, and that's kind of a hard thing when you see a house and somebody's living in it, but they maybe didn't start it till February, move in the fall, and it doesn't get taxed that whole year because of our January 1st deadline. And so those anonymous letters that sometimes come to me, I can't respond to them, but yet they don't understand the
same
statute.
Thing every now and then, something will happen to a house due to weather or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
and I would recommend, too, that people that have had damages to their bins, to their farm buildings, to contact me, because there again, if they get them fixed before the end of the year, you know, that's kind of a double-edged.
I had somebody catch me yesterday and tell me they're really upset with the fact that now if they build a new building, they had to pay a fee equal to the amount of the cost of the building to be able to get a permit. And I said, what? He said, yeah, we're going to have to pay the same amount as the building cost for a permit. I said, where did you hear that? So somebody told me. I said, I think you need to maybe get some more accurate information. That is not correct. Oh.
If so, I hope it's a big building.
I knew the guy, so I wanted to tell him. I said, we'd love to do that for you, but, you know, we better not.
In 2 months, we'll take the donations.
And in a few situations, too, where we've picked up from the flyover, the building has been there a couple years, and it's transferred owners. So there's different things that we've come across, too. That makes it kind of complicated. It sold, and maybe the building's been up for 2 years. And, you know, then it should have been the previous owner that should have got the permit. So there's different things that come up as you go along.
Do you have any idea how much money that Spy in the Sky camera generated this year?
I haven't sat down. I mean, we could probably put it on a spreadsheet and figure out what value we picked up. And at some point I might do that. I just haven't had time. And like I said, we had, and I think I told you at the one meeting, we had GIS fly over too. So it's not all that we've picked up with pictometry. We've picked up between the GIS flyover that I paid for 3 years ago and then pictometry. So it's been a combination of both of them, really. So
a fair amount, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people just said they come in and they didn't realize that they had to get permits. And, you know, I know at one time Lori did send out tax statements, and I don't remember how long ago. I did find a yellow slip, though, that said that you must get a permit. So either this board or some board at one point had something in the value in the when the tax statements go out. So, but
for several years we used to send those out. I remember those going out. Mm-hmm. We did that just a little.
I did find one, and it, you know, it went in with Lori's packets. I mean, at the tax statement time, I think.
I know you're really, your time is qualified and really restricted, but I think doing that comparison, looking at what pictometry costs, looking at what we're picking up, I think that's something that this board really should have as far as information.
Yeah, we'll try to do that. You know, like I said, as you go through, you find out. And the biggest problem I had that kind of came up, too, is you can't always tell the year of the building. I mean, how long has it been out there? You know, when you're looking, because we're still up pretty high in the sky, whereas some...
Yeah.
And it gets very expensive when you go down lower, but that's when you can really see the quality of the building. The problem is sometimes taxpayers will come in and want you just to look at one particular building they're protesting, but then when we go out, we take and look at the whole farmstead. So this building is probably not the problem at all. It's these over here that have a whole lot more value than this one does. So it kind of becomes hard to explain, you know, because when we do go on site with the protests, we look at the whole picture then, and as we should. I mean, you know.
Well, it was good to see Lloyd in there this morning, and I visited with him, and he said he'll be here this afternoon. So.
And I think it's been really good for the taxpayer to just talk to someone that has been in the county for a long time, appraising and doing market studies and doing that, and so I think it's worked well, but.
If you have any questions on how to analyze any kind of value on property, you just talk to Dave Jones, and he can give you all the information.
Dave Jones knows a lot.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Was that what you told me to say, Dave?
Patty.
Yep. Okay.
Are you going to make copies this afternoon?
I can make it. Yeah, okay. There may be a few changes
on
there.
That's what I was wondering.
One guy came in late and missed an appointment, but I don't know that I'll change it. We'll just talk about it when we...
Yep. If you can get us copies, some of us didn't pull it off the internet, and so.
Oh, yeah. I'll make
copies. I'll send everybody. Yeah.
It's at 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And if nothing else for Board of Equalization, we will recess until our 1 o'clock meeting this afternoon. And just before we leave again, double checking, Matt probably won't be here, but I think Terry and John, I know myself, and Eric and Gary, yeah, Eric and Danny. So we know we're going to have five here. That was my. We visited about it Monday, so that we'd have five here. But Matt and Gary are maybe not. So because we have to have five here to have a meeting. So that's why you brought the donuts.
No,
see, I knew there was some reason. John knew it too. So
Mr. Bowman's here Monday and Wednesday this week. This is celebration donuts.
If not, we will recess at 8:45 until 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Six hours.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock on the on our clock here, and we will reconvene the Board of Equalization meeting. And
do attendance
by observation: Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann.
Before, just to interrupt, before Jurgen gets in a hurry and sneaks out of here, I will probably have to leave early.
Okay. We have to have five when we're voting. So both of you remember that. So.
Terry has to get back and work on my truck.
He does. And I see we have some people here, and I hope you talk to the assessor's office or whatever. If I think at this time, Patty, if that's okay, we'll have them come forward and do their properties.
First,
and
they can, we signed them in.
Signed them in? You did already?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Cynthia Matan is the first one.
Which one?
Cindy Matan.
No, what on here?
Oh,
Cindy Matan. Okay.
It's in alphabetical, I think.
Under no change.
It's on the no change.
On the no change.
On the no change.
Number 22.
So it's okay. Number 23 on the no change. So you've got three different sets of paperwork there.
Yep. Okay. Come on up. And yeah. And you get to present your reasons.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I was wondering why mine had gone up $11,445. I did a comparison to the property next door to me at 1906 Monroe. Both were built in the same year. Difference in square footage for top and bottom is 78 square feet. Between the top and the top has that much more of mine than the neighbors. Mine was listed on my property thing as three bedrooms. I only have two bedrooms. And when I talked to Daryl, I understood what, a half bath was or a three-quarters bath. And so he told me that mine, instead of being 2.5 baths, it should only be 2.25. So that's what I was going on. And, you know, in comparison with the one that's next door, their evaluation for their home is $118,000, and mine was jumped to $125,000, almost $126,000. So, yeah, I just wondering why, mine was so much more. If that's what it is, it is. But I did not know.
Patty or Lloyd, then?
Daryl and I did talk about this file. And the sale that you presented, Cindy, if it's okay, I'm going to call you Cindy.
Sure.
Yeah. Is what we do as appraisers, we take everything above grade and took the square footage divided into the assessment value. The sale that you presented came in at $100 and change. And yours, as it is, stands now with no change, is $101 and change. And so because you said it just really right on, yours is 78 feet bigger in square footage. And that's why it's more money.
Okay.
But on here, she talked $125,000. You have $146,000 valuation on this here.
It's 78 feet bigger.
She's just talking house only, total.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Okay, this is the land and stuff. Yeah. She was just talking house of
125. I'm just talking
Sorry,
house.
Didn't understand that part.
Sure. Okay. What spot?
This has the lot in it and everything.
Yes.
That's 146. So you were talking, comparing to just the houses.
Yep, I was. Okay. Yeah. So you're saying $100 a square foot makes the difference?
Well, 78 times 101 would be 7,800 plus a buck. I don't know. $7,878.
About $7,900.
Okay. Well, that was what I was concerned about and wondering why. And that. So, okay.
Did you get your answer then from?
I did get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Cindy.
Do we need to vote on that one separate or not? Since there is.
Well, I don't know whether you want to vote or you want to listen to them and then.
If there's no change, I think we would just leave them all.
I think if there's no change, we'll just leave it as a group. Yes. Okay.
Do you have to, have them give their name and address or anything?
Oh, we should have. You want to come back up and give your name? And the only reason why, the main reason why is we are being recorded. We're on mic here and stuff, and it's recorded. So, and you just gave the presentation. Now give your name and your address.
Yes. Cynthia Matan at 1918 Monroe Street.
1918 Monroe Street. And the property you were doing was also 1918 Monroe? Yeah, we should have done that, too. We should have entered that, too. Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh. I didn't know whether you needed to have Lloyd give his name and address as the referee on.
Let's do that so we have that entered as record.
Does this work?
Yes.
Yeah.
My name is Lloyd Dickinson. I'm a certified general appraiser. I lived in Gage County for 20-some years. Presently, I live in 8930 Lamley Circle in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I'm an independent contractor working for the assessor's office.
Okay, good. So we have that on record. That's great.
Okay.
Who do you have next? And this time, Patty, let's have you read it and read what it was and change or not change so that we all start out that way.
Okay, so the next one is Larry W. Stolzer, and it is 824 West Maple Road, Beatrice, Nebraska. The parcel is 00531-0100. It's located in section 2736.
Is that on change or no change?
That's on a change.
What number on the no change?
Stolzer would 39. Be, you got to find alphabetically, which is 38. Number 38 on the change one.
38 on the change.
On the change.
39 on the change. Okay, yep.
Is it 39? How can I say
it? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I may have it. Okay, whatever.
There are minor changes, but there were some minor changes made.
Okay. So 109,765 was the protested valuation. The requested was down to 90,000, and the referee recommended 106,505.
Okay. Now, Larry, we'll have you come forward and you give your name and your address. Yeah.
Larry Stolzer, 824 West Maple Road. Daryl reduced the valuation that you had raised my valuation by $27,000. Last year it was $4,000, and there was several mistakes on the property that I got the record from the assessor's office. The house, well, they never changed the house, but the house was wrong. Said there's a two-stall garage and that it built out a concrete block. And the buildings, the first utility building has 28 foot by 16 foot. It's 26 by 16. And it does not have a concrete floor. It's wood. It says it's concrete, but it is wood. And next building's 39 by 44. That's dirt floor. And then there's a yard shed. They don't give any dimensions, but it's 10 by 12. They have it valued at $100. And then they have a detached garage that says it's 28 by 30 with a concrete floor. Now, these buildings have all been built attached to one another. So this garage that is 28 by 30, it's 28 by 27, and it has a dirt floor, not concrete like it says, and it is built, it only has three walls because one wall was the existing building that I built it up against, and I built it for $3,800, and they have it assessed at $19,270. I wouldn't have been able to build the building if I had had to pay to have it built. I built all these buildings myself, including the house. And then they have a 14 by 16 lean-to with a concrete floor. That's correct, except the size is 12 by 16. Not 14 by 16. Then I've got another lean-to that is also says 14 by 18. It's 12 by 16. And it has, I have a friend who works Beatrice Concrete. He'd come by with a little bit of concrete in the barrel and he'd let me know, so I'd go out on the road and he'd dump what he had in the barrel in my trailer. I'd bring it in and scoop it out in front of this one building before I built this lean-to over it. This lean-to has two walls and a roof, no front. It's open. And the concrete is probably 10 foot by 8 foot or 10 by 10, and it's poured in three or four pieces, so it's not what I consider a concrete floor, but it ain't dirt.
What do they have that valued at? That's his house.
One of them's $4,370 and the other's $3,300. Now, they only cost me about $700. Most of them have lumber that I confiscated off of jobs that I worked at, crating lumber and what have you. I worked in Lincoln as a pipe fitter all my life.
This year, and that's a $27,000 increase.
So we would bring what we could get home. But I didn't think the reduction was enough.
Let's get...
And the land...
Okay.
I have 3 acres of land, and if you lay the acres out north and south from the middle of the road, each acre's 300 foot wide and 435 feet long, and the east acre, half of it is in the creek. The water runs through it. So I think that ought to be valued at less than the other 2 acres.
You have more comments, or otherwise we'll
I
get
guess
there.
Not. That's
what I got. A quick question for you: what did they have your house at then? If this is the total of your acreage, 106. What did they have your house at, Lloyd? Do you know?
Let's
there?
See,
62,420.
Okay. Yeah. Daryl has been out there 2 or 3 times, and his boy's been out there.
They have been okay
over the years, you know. This only goes back to 2009. We filed a protest then, and that was, wife talked to Gary on a phone interview. She was very sick. She passed away a couple months after that, and they didn't raise the evaluation then. It says board value.
Okay, I was not directly involved with this card, but as I understand it, you built a double car garage in 2011, roughly that
about
time frame.
That. It's 28 foot wide and 27 foot long, and it says on here it has a concrete floor, and it's attached to the building north of it.
Yes, sir.
So I only built 3 walls.
Right.
And a roof.
The assessor did not pick that building up for the assessment value until this year. And that's why your value jumped like it did.
Yeah, but the building isn't.
It still
worth
isn't worth that much,
money.
In your opinion?
Well, certainly not.
Okay.
I got an ad here that come out of the Daily Sun the other day. It's, let's see. Here's the ad.
The number right there, right?
Yes, that's what we have down
here. Okay, if I could, Daryl has made the changes to your measurements and the concrete versus dirt floors.
Well, after I showed him.
Exactly, which is what that. Well, we appreciate you doing that. He has.
They were wrong, and I assume that's what the assessor goes by or whoever when they value my property for more money.
You're right. Yeah.
Can I just?
If there's mistakes. If I make a mistake, I'm wrong.
Well, that's a beautiful part of this process is the assessor was able to get it correct, measurements and whether the dirt floor or concrete. Daryl has valued the building, your garage, the addition, by $15,215 increase of your assessment.
Yeah, well, that's way too much. Built it for $3,800.
All right.
And I'm being taxed on my labor.
Well,
I wouldn't have been able to build the building
but how,
if I'd have paid somebody $15,000 to build it.
Well,
there wouldn't be anything out there where I live.
I understand.
If I wouldn't have built it with my own two hands.
Excuse me, sir. On my on that argument, I'd have a lot better taxes at my home too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not the way it works.
They have to. Yeah. The valuation's based on like kind or whatever. It's based on similar properties. You got a benefit because you saved the labor and you saved the value of the materials. Your building there, even though it only cost you that much to build it, the value is probably higher because that building, in a
it ain't that high. That's what I'm saying.
As we've been talking about this, did you take a permit out on that building?
No. How are the permits paid for now? When I called up Kluwer, he was taking care of the permits.
There's a gal in the highway department there.
At the time I called him, and I talked to Terry about the problem with the building permits, and I talked to Gary, and what? How much are the permits now?
Well, it's less right up front. If you don't take a permit out now, there's a fine based off of...
Yeah, that's after this. Yeah.
And I don't remember how exactly that worked. There's so many percent of the valuation fine. Plus, I think the permit originally is... It's not much to start with.
And I don't know about an acreage, but an agriculture land, it's $50 for the permit. Agriculture buildings, it's $50 for the permit. In agriculture, but I don't know on an acreage. I don't know without looking at their sheet in there.
Well, when I called about a permit, it was $25.
Could have been. Yep.
For ag, somebody that tills the soil. Okay, and for me, as an underrated citizen that only owns 3 acres, it was $25 plus, if I remember right, $10 per thousand for what the building cost. And I called Gary and talked to him, and I called Terry, and he called me back and talked to me. And I wanted to know why I was being punished for being an underrated citizen, what I consider being charged more for a permit than the guy across the street. Why does the county board or whoever makes these rules, prices on building permits, why are not they all the same?
And without
for
looking
everybody.
At our, without looking at her schedule, I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know.
But
I don't
think you're telling me they cost $50 for ag building now.
I just got one for a grain bin 2 days ago or Monday, and that was $50 for that permit, yes.
What about for an acreage owner then?
I think it's based on the type of structure. I mean, I don't think there's any difference as far as whether it's an acre.
It's still $50, and you mean they don't have the additional $10?
Whatever? Well, that's for houses. I know
for
houses are $25 plus $10 per
Can I have your attention, please? I think these are questions and answers that should be answered by the assessor and not by us. The assessor is the one who is assessing these and who is doing this. So let the assessor answer this question.
I honestly don't know what permit costs are.
I don't know
that's
either.
Not my bet. I do know that basically you need to get a permit when you build something because now we haven't had this on the tax rolls since 2011.
Yeah. Well,
and
when I built my house, I didn't need a permit.
How long ago was that?
1990 when I started.
And 1999 is when zoning was established in this county that allowed the permit system in the rural area. However, before that, we did have a sheet in the office, and we had put it in the papers that we had an improvement statement that was to be filled out when people built in the rural area that there was not.
And I called the assessor's office, and they said...
Back in those days, that's what we did before 1999.
Kim Kostemeyer come out, and the basement was poured, and I was framing the house. Kim come out. He walked all around the house. in the house, and I started paying taxes because I didn't move in the house till Pearl Harbor Day of 1991.
And so with the zoning in 1999, then they started to establish the permits and everything like that. So
a lot of these buildings were built before 1999.
Well, but like that 2011, we've had things in the paper and stuff, and that needed a permit before you built it. Because you need to know where the setbacks are, because if you don't, then you could be, you know, there could be problems with
well,
setbacks.
Well, I'm 150 feet from the road, so.
Yeah. But from now on, if you build anything, make sure you get a permit. And we've talked about that, you know.
No, I won't be building anything anymore.
Because what we've discovered is through technology, we've been able to discover some of these buildings that have not been on in the past. That aren't.
Yeah, I know a lot of people build buildings without permits. Big, big buildings.
I know. We discovered some of that. But we did correct, from what I understand with Lloyd and Daryl, he did correct the information that we needed to correct. It does no longer have a concrete floor.
Yeah, well, I gave him the correct information when I talked
and
to
you
him.
And, you know, be sure that anytime you want to come look at your property record card, stop in my office and we can pull that. We can go through everything with you. In fact, if people do that, then we would be able to tell. And some of this doesn't always have to go to protests. You know, it can be, if there's a difference between our opinions, yes. But we can correct things in our office based on what.
Who put the information on this sheet? Where'd they come up with it?
Basically, we did it through what we call our pictometry.
Since you
from an airplane?
Mm-hmm.
Since you didn't report it, they had to find it on their own, so then they have to take a stab at what's there.
Buildings have been there before my wife died, except for that garage.
But since you didn't take a permit out on it, they didn't know
I didn't
that.
Have to when I built them.
When you did your
the floor in that one building come from the railroad crossing a mile east of my house. They were replacing the plank in the railroad crossing. Now, when did the Burlington tear the
just the last building, though, is what we're talking about. The one that just got added this year, since you didn't take a permit, that's been off the tax roll for this many years. That's something we'll have to talk about if we're still going to go back and retax for the previous years. That would be the discussion. The way the code is right now, there'd be a permit fee. There'd be a fine for percent evaluation of that unit.
That's plus, after this.
Plus back taxes all the way back to 11.
Not before this.
Well, plus back taxes back to 2011 on that last piece of garage you built.
But that was before this. Not
that's how it stands right now, actually. The way it was adopted this year would be you'd have to pay the back taxes to the year of construction.
That ain't what it said in the paper.
Well, paper might be wrong.
Oh.
That happens a lot too.
Okay.
But I don't know what we're gonna. I don't know what's gonna happen on that. We haven't talked about that more. But that's
well,
what was adopted
it.
This year.
I screwed it together so I can take it apart, take it down.
And that would be something. If you do, you'd have to let Patty know because that would change your valuation again.
Yeah, probably go up.
It could. Mine sure
not
did.
Not necessarily. You can't say that.
No.
You don't know until they come and reevaluate it again, okay? Patty, Lloyd, is there any more comments you'd like to make about that?
I have nothing to
property?
Add.
So you help me understand here. You made the corrections to the buildings as far as the floors and some of the
dimensions. Now,
you made all those
out with Daryl,
and then a fair amount of the reason why his valuation went up was all because of a building that was added.
Yes, sir.
Roger.
So the acreage is his acreage valued the same as other acreages.
I did not directly compare that, Myron, to be honest about it, but I believe it would be.
Well, I mean, or Patty, what is his acreage valued at?
Well, his house, is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just talking the land. The land part.
Oh yeah.
His house? No, not his house.
The land. Yeah, absolutely.
And remember that
he talked about his land and his 3 acres.
His land and his acre, the acreage is considered, even if they're ag buildings, they're on 3 acres, and the buildings on everybody, ag or not, is are at 100%.
Yes.
So you don't get the 75%, 69 to 75%. We did lower, and we fixed the errors that, you know, I think the confusion is if you look at the picture there, a lot of your buildings are right together, right?
Yeah.
They're
connected.
Yeah.
They have
they're all connected.
Common walls. Most of them were built, like I said, the lean-tos. One has two walls and a roof. The other one has three walls and a roof. They were built onto an existing building. They're not freestanding. That's like that garage. That garage is not freestanding. It was built on to an existing building, so I only built three walls and a roof.
Somebody hasn't been out to look at it now, right? How long ago has it been?
I don't know who was out there.
Yeah.
Nobody contacted me. The picture
that's not any
on the
acreage owner or
was taken from the road east of my driveway.
Well, we did
make at one time. I have cameras around that look at various locations.
We did make corrections to what you have, so it will be.
Main thing I was complaining about was the value of that building. It is not worth that much money.
Then it's $3 for every thousand.
No matter who done it, if I had a contractor build it, because it only has three walls.
He's an acreage and not considered an ag acreage.
So he would have $3
for every
thousand.
Okay.
So $50.
I realize he knocked something off of it. Daryl did. $3,000, or I don't know exactly what all he took that off of. Maybe some of the other building. I don't know.
Don called up and they called back with what our permit fees are.
The highway department, they told me that for a permit, it's $50 for everyone. It's a flat rate for the permit. Then it's $3 for every 1,000 in addition to that $50. Except for ag does not have that extra $3.
So then it's $3 per thousand for a building for me.
In addition to your $50 flat rate permit.
But if John puts it up, he don't have to pay that.
Not the $3. He still has to pay the $50.
Well, why is that?
I don't know. I just called and that's what they gave me the information.
Who do I ask why they done that? The Planning and Zoning Commission?
No, this board would have set those rates at some time. Yes. This board would have approved those rates.
Well, then who comes up with them? The Planning and Zoning Commission?
The Planning and Zoning, this board would ask the Planning and Zoning Commission to look at those rates. We did that earlier this year. They came back and made some, based on the information, us talking back and forth, they forwarded us the information and we approved that information. Now this here fee here would have been from the 1999 area.
The $3?
Yes, the $3, yes.
The $3.
Originally when they set that way back then, that's when they came up with that $3. Per thousand for other buildings that weren't agriculture.
Yeah, but I'm still asking why should a small acreage owner pay that additional fee compared to an ag land owner?
Jerry, you got a good answer? I don't have a good answer.
I'd say he's got a good question.
I don't have a good answer for you there.
I talked to Terry about it before, and I talked to Gary.
Maybe, Denny, you have a good answer for him right now? You don't either. No. That's something we didn't look at when we reviewed our fees this last time, and that's something going forward we'll have a discussion on.
Well, when I checked, when I was going to build this building, when I talked to Marlon Kluwer about it, then it was $25 plus $10 a thousand.
Yeah.
Also talked to the guy that builds buildings down on the Kansas line, South Odell.
Yeah. Dennis Hacker.
Hacker.
Yeah. Talked to Dennis, same time I talked to you.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about having him put a building in.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Guy on the Odell Road that sells seed that was on the county board.
Dave Anderson.
Dave Anderson. I asked him. He basically told me, he said, that's tough. He said, you're being discriminated against. And he says, you get discriminated against in a lot of other ways.
That's his opinion.
So I did not build the building. I told him I was not going to build the building as long as the building permit operation was that way.
Well,
I said if it equaled out, my neighbor built the building. He paid $25.
And I hope that little bit of money, that fee money, and I'm not defending the fee, but I hope that wasn't why you decided not to build a building for your benefit, because you would have got a lot more benefit out of it using the building.
That's why I didn't build the building.
I know, but you should have went ahead and built the building anyway, because if it would have been, like some of yours there, is only $4,000 and $5,000, that's another $15 if it's a three additional for every $1,000. Or whatever. That's another $15. Now you, and this is your decision. You deprived yourself all these years of not having that building because of $15. But that was your decision, okay?
Yeah, I know it was my decision.
Yeah. But don't sit here and complain too loud about our fees. Now we're gonna look at our fees, okay?
Who do you complain to about your fees?
If you're going to complain over $15 not building a building, then that's your decision. That's not this board.
Yeah, but the building was going to be $10,000 plus.
So that's $30 it was going to cost you extra in fees.
That would have been $25 and $100, $125.
No, well, that may have been, that's on a house that's at $10. On this, and agriculture was $3.
No,
it may have been back then.
Then it was
so
on
another $100, a $30,000 building, and $100 stopped you from building that building.
It was $10,000
dollar building, but $100 stopped you from building that building.
Absolutely,
that's your decision. I'm kind of stubborn. Well, I know you may be kind of stubborn, but I'm going to be a little stubborn too, because in my opinion, that wasn't a very wise decision. I'll just tell you that.
I've made a lot of poor decisions.
I have too. I have too. But don't give this board heck for that $100.
I'm saying that I'm being treated as a.
And that we will
inferior citizen by being charged more for my building permit than you, for instance.
Understand. We're moving on.
All right.
Thank you.
But,
we're moving on.
You did know we needed a you did know you needed a building permit. Then
you did need a building
that
permit
with the other building. When you decided not to get a building permit on
that's
this
why I didn't buy a building permit for that building, because the price of the building permit. And they raised my valuation the year that I did not build that building. Daryl's boy came out, and that's when I talked to Dave Anderson.
But I mean, on this
and
building, you did.
He told me that's tough. If you want to build a building, you got to pay it. So I didn't build the building, and they raised my valuation $10,000 like I build a building.
In 11, though, you knew you needed a permit for that building and you didn't take one out.
But they may have raised your valuation based on other things, not because you built or didn't build that building.
Yep.
Okay. And Patty, Lloyd, do you guys have anything more with this? Otherwise, I think we're through discussion.
No, I'm done.
We'll make a decision whether or not to vote on this separate. Does anybody want to vote on this separate, or you want to leave it the way they have the changes?
The sizes have all been corrected, right?
Yep.
The buildings,
yes.
The
yeah,
buildings, dimensions, and floors have all been corrected.
We went through the checklist that we had in the file when he was reading off the measurements, and they're the same.
Okay. Because if nobody wants to change anything, then we're going to leave it and we'll vote in it. Leave it as it is, and we'll vote in it. We'll vote on it as the whole group, unless somebody wants to change something.
Speak with Nancy again, and she said the only difference on what Becky told me would be that if this acreage owner owns 20 acres somewhere else, and they would be using that.
Okay.
It still comes out in the same in the end.
Okay. So. Thank you. I don't have anybody on the board wants to change, so we're going to leave it as the assessors has it. So we're going to vote with it as a group.
Myron, what are we doing on these? Are we going to go back and have Patty collect back taxes on these? I mean,
what we approved here about 2 months ago is that they have a year and a half, not a year, a percent and a half fee based on their valuation that they will have to pay back. But we can go, and we can go back and collect taxes back so many years. There again, that may take the involvement of the county attorney and stuff. And that part we haven't reached a decision on.
I think we'll probably need to discuss more because of who would instill those penalties. And I would do the back years.
The back collections, yes.
But the penalties on far as, you know, we start talking about that, and that's something we probably need to talk about. Who would instill the penalties on not getting the building permits? And
Terry.
We'll have that at our next equalization. Remember to bring that up, and we'll have that discussion.
A lot more than him involved.
Okay, who's up next?
Yeah, you do. More than
Garrett?
Yeah, for
Joe Armstrong.
Joe Armstrong.
Believe me when I tell you, that was a longer you got by with a shorter conversation than I usually do.
You do. Okay, Terry, and this is on that. Number three on the change then, with Joe Armstrong?
Yes. Okay, let me read it into the record real quick. It's Joseph Armstrong, 1401 Paddock Lane, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, parcel 00057-8000. Current valuation, $310,340. Requested valuation was $94,555. It's a parcel located in section 145, the north half of the southwest quarter, which consists of a 57.69 acres. And Gary Barnard is representing Joseph.
Is this all ag land, or is there buildings on it?
Buildings.
One building.
One concrete
building.
Okay, Gary Barnard, 1400 Garfield, Beatrice, Nebraska.
And you're here for the Armstrong.
I am. And
just to mention on record.
Patty has two limited powers of attorney for me to specifically be their attorney, in fact, for these protests. I give those to Darrell when I met with him the other day. This property is a little bit different. It goes back a long time. It was a gravel pit for years. When I was a very young man, about 1970, I hauled fuel and oil to this. And Terry, your brother, put the asphalt plant out there, if you remember right. That's how long this has been. What we found out when Joe asked me to do this for him, I told him I couldn't believe that they had any of this as ag land for all these years, because I knew about when they shut it down. So I sent him out to the FSA office, and Patty has this for her records. I think she saw it. The FSA said, whoops, we were supposed to get this one off long ago. In the records I give Darrell, there is a signed by Amy Vitosh, you know who she is, those that go out there, that please remove farm 8295 from ag land production. The property is not being used for ag purposes and so will be declared non-crop land and deleted from the Farm Service Agency. And her and Joe both signed that. And the picture here, this is a photograph, and they have it in theirs. It shows an aerial photo of it, and I'll pass that around before I'm done. It shows, and she had written on here, not farmed, wait a minute, must be the next page. Not been cropped since before 1987.
Is that, just quick clarification, is that the whole farm or
that's
part
all,
of the farm?
All 56, whatever
all
56 the acres are.
Okay.
Yeah, and it would be impossible, and I have pictures of it. They had even had some irrigated land on here, which there wasn't. There's a little notch out that they bought, and actually I give the information to Darrell, there's a pivot right east of it that didn't show up, and Patty explained they might not have got it yet. So this wasn't irrigated. As you know, Beatrice Concrete, Nebco, Abels, all those people, they don't sell these properties if there's anything left in them. As you know, needing gravel all the time, if there's gravel there or anything left, they wouldn't have sold it to anybody. So this is one of the several in Gage County that's like this. There's a little standing water. They did have, the owner did not let him in the building previously, did not return calls. When I got on board with this, I made sure that we got him in there. Darrell said he needed that. I showed him pictures of it, and I took Luis out there with me, and we went over the entire property. Now, I'm not here asking for any more. And I know Joe and Manel appreciate that they did lower some of it, and the building was lowered. I think fairly significantly, and I think it's fair. They didn't, and again, they didn't have correct information. It was not the assessor's fault that nobody got in to measure. So that's been changed, and that is reflected in the reduction, 20-some thousand less on the building itself. So that part, my recommendation to everybody is that I don't think we have much more to say about that. But the land, I think we do. I've got comparables, and me and Patty had a discussion a little while ago about should this be recreational land. As you know, there's other buildings like this in the county that people have and they're weekend getaways. Although we live close, it's a weekend getaway, and there's several of them. Some, I think, are probably going to be adjusted when we get done with this one. I would think they should be. People put up a building and nobody sees it, and it's nice later on. And that's no secret. I think everybody probably knows where some of those are. So having said that, I don't care about that. I'm here about the land. I'm going to pass around. Do you want to see this, too? Okay, I'll start over here. I took several pictures, and Luis was with me. These pictures are all, they were taken the day before I come up and talk to Daryl. These are all taken recently, and it is very indicative of what's out there.
Gary, what's the land valued at now?
Yeah. I mean, what the new valuation is going to be?
What?
$85,000-something. It still figures out, I think, $1,428 an acre.
Yeah. I put $1,450.
It was over
$1,900. Right.
So I'm going to let you see these pictures. Some of it before is ag land. It had some grass on there. If you look at these are very indicative. There might be a little patch in the northeast corner that has a little grass, but... our cow-calf man and our cattle feeder here, when you look at this, since 1987, nothing's been done. And if you're not going to grow grass by now, it's not going to grow grass. So I know that between Turk and county boards, there's an argument over wasteland and whether it's recreational. I'm not sure what this is, but I want you to look at the pictures. I know you'll know what you're looking at. I think most of you will. Gary, you're out in the country. You know what's going on. So at any rate, I did take, if we look at it as recreational property, down at, and it's hard to find it, and I don't know how the assessor's office is going to handle some of this in the future, but they're going to have to get guidance from somebody. The Cottonwood Lake, it adjoins the city of Blue Springs. Are any of you been there familiar with it?
Nope.
John is. That is actually classified by the assessor as recreational, and that's valued at $818 an acre. So, and I believe that might have been an old gravel pit, wasn't it, John, before it started?
It was, yeah.
Okay. So that's at $818 valued at recreational, which is a lot less than $1,450. And they've got two parcels. The one at $818 an acre has, I suppose, a dozen cabins on it, something like that. And it's got a sand beach. And I've got the aerial photo of that. It actually don't look like a bad little place. And the other 12.63 acres of that, it's still classified as recreational, and it's at $291 an acre. What? So if we classify this as recreational land, we don't have any better property, probably less property. So I don't know what the difference is. This is all the same pond. It just runs onto a separate parcel. So that's both of those. And I got aerial photos I printed off yesterday for those. Okay, and up the river, not too far, maybe within a mile, the old Trump pit. John, all these probably better than I do. But that's owned by a guy out of Lincoln, Nebraska. He has a nice cabin, but we're talking about the land. His land is valued about $1,185 an acre. And it's actually, when you see his aerial photo, and if you could get on to go look at it, he's actually got a nice pond. And it's a lot different looking, as you'll see as these come around, than what the subject property is we're talking about.
Now, that one just sold recently. What did it sell for?
It brought $400,000 for 90-some acres. But as we know in assessment purposes, that don't always mean what they're valued at for assessment purposes, because we got the equalization issues and things like that we have to deal with.
Yep.
Another one I got on here is not too far, farther north from the Trump pit. It's trees. It's got a garage on it. But again, I'm looking at the land value. I'm not looking at the building. It's trees. It used to be owned by Dennis Juergens, and it's at $975 an acre, and they're calling it ag, but it's trees. It might have a little grass in the timber, but it won't have much. It's owned by Elizabeth Juergens, and it's valued at $975 an acre. And it's just up the road from this also. The next one we have is one Rich Van Winkle used to have. Doris Van Winkle owns it. John knows where that's at. It's north of the old sites. Again, that's along the river. It actually overlooks the river. Building ain't much, but the land there is valued at $713 an acre. And I'd say it's as comparable as this
property is.
Okay. We have one out just south of the homestead. Was Mike Coates' property. Peggy has it. It's timber. And actually has, when you look at the aerial photo, some grass on it. Not a lot, but some. And it's valued at $931 an acre. But it's a lot of timber like this is. This is mostly weeds and old sand. That's it. I do have two more. But I think I'll just leave those. I think I've gotten you everything. It's just going to be repeating some of the same things. We do appreciate that it got lowered some, but I'm still wondering how are we going to classify this property, Lloyd or Patty or.
In my experience, there are more and more recreation property sales. They're actively sought after by buyers, particularly hunters.
Yeah.
And I assume the subject property that we're talking about has deer, turkey.
Every farm does. Every place out in the country does.
Well, that Cottonwood Beach doesn't, though.
They don't?
I don't think so, but that's my opinion.
I tried hunting deer here. It doesn't have a squat for deer except for little
You mean
stuff.
On the subject property?
On this one?
Yeah, I tried hunting deer myself.
Right. Well, that takes care of that.
Well, I stopped because it wasn't any good.
But I think I think my place, Lloyd, or fellows would be how much this difference is this in the ones that have lower values. You haven't seen all the pictures yet, have you, Gary? Oh, have you? Okay.
A few more comments.
Myron, can I make a comment here quickly?
Go ahead.
I'm familiar with this property simply because of what Gary said. My brother was out there. Barron's Construction owned it, as well as the pit, I believe. They pumped gravel out of there till it was no longer profitable. I remember there was a mound of fill sand so high that you couldn't get up and down it. When that pit was finished, that fill sand went back in the pit. I guarantee you there's nothing going to grow there.
No.
Nothing's going to grow there because they got probably 40 foot of fill sand on top of the existing pit that they pumped out of. I know exactly how it's set and exactly where the fill sand was all the way around it. So it is definitely not ag, but I don't know how you can.
And
he bought that.
And my
well,
thought
right?
kind of is, you know, the Trump pit ain't going to grow nothing either, really. It basically brought 4,000 an acre for, you know, some water and some sand.
Did they plant any of that, John? I haven't been back in.
I haven't been back there since they purchased it.
Be trespassing if we did, I guess.
Yeah. But I think there's, you know, the recreational properties as a class probably maybe need to become more uniform. Obviously, the Van Winkles have owned that tract for 40, 50 years. You know, it's worth far more than what it's assessed at, I'll tell you that, with its location.
But. With any other, I mean, you can't classify all these properties so much, like this one over here, compared to some with trees that would be called recreational or hunting or whatever. This isn't that type of property. It's a different class than what you've been talking about here.
Eric,
if you've got a nice lake on or something on that, then there's all of a sudden there's more value. I mean,
this doesn't have.
No.
Actually, Joe told me that he had line rubber out. They thought he's going to make a little bigger hole. Well, they went through what little bit of clay liner there was. Now, don't hold nothing but cesspool. So when you look out, and I had Luis, I asked him if he wanted to walk down that straight down bank to go see how much water's there because you can't see it. But isn't it true, and like that fill sand, that's the weirdest stuff I've ever walked. I don't know if it's because it was washed a million times or what, but isn't it true, Eric, that you use rock screenings, the fill sand market can't be much?
Fill sand's pretty cheap as a rule.
I mean, but there ain't much of that. And product. Black dirt.
The waste product, basically. Yeah.
But Lloyd and Patty, then the land, what is the value you have, total value on the land then? Not counting an acreage or whatever. I mean the land beside.
$85,815 for the site value.
$85,815. 15, and that is on how many acres?
54, or 57.69.
57.69. But then what do you have, Patty, what do you have for an, I call it the three-acre acreage, or don't you have
yeah,
one?
Yeah, that's what I need to look at, because yeah. the first acre...
It's 2,500.
Or the first acre or acreage 12, or whatever you call that.
How well, on a house, it's 12,000. So what, this is a recreational...
Yeah, that's where...
I said,
it's right
this
here,
is
Patty.
A cabin.
2,500 for the
we
one
have 2,500 on the first acre.
You have 2,500 on the first acre?
Yes.
I would say, yeah.
And that's included
that's
in the
building, right?
That's included in the 85,000. Yeah, we saw the picture of the building.
Yeah. I'm just asking for it. I don't know if for an equalization part, Myron, how we can say this is worth that much more than the next highest one even, let alone what all those others are.
Looks like he bought it in... 12 for $102,688.
Which
2012.
Was a lot less.
Total thing, including the building.
No.
The building's brand new.
Oh, the building's been put on since. Okay.
Well, it's not, is it?
2 or 3 years old, I think.
Okay.
Since
not,
12. It's been
not,
put on since 12, though. It wasn't on with the on the property.
Yeah.
So the purchase price was more than what is it?
$102,000, yeah.
Yeah.
$102,000 or $112,000?
102-something.
102,688.
Yeah.
In 2012.
Doug, you're more than welcome to come in and sit in here for a while.
That's all right.
We need some more audience.
Gary, what are you proposing on land?
Well, if I look at the highest one that we're using for comparables, $1,185 an acre. And we get down there, and if you look through some of the land, different soil types and stuff, what they've done with some of these, 670, and then we have the actual valuations that the county has put on some of these others. I think it's no worth no more than $800 an acre, because that's what, if you take some of them that were less and some high, that's probably close to an average.
I mean, you couldn't even go by soil types on this, and
you can't.
It's sand,
no.
Beach,
and really, if it's recreational property, you're really not even going on soil type because you're not using it for ag.
Yeah,
recreation.
I would just like it.
What was Darrell or?
Well, he lowered it to pasture, some heavy tree cover, and some waste.
Would you have rented that for pasture, Terry?
No.
Nobody. That's the trouble with this. This is an oddball.
Well, then recreational goes up to 100%, so it does not get.
But if you look at Cottonwood Lake at 818 an acre and 100%, that's still a better deal than this, isn't it?
Cottonwood Beach, I don't know. What do you think?
Cottonwood Lake.
Is that worth it? I
didn't personally like that comparison near as well as you did when you went upstream the Trump property. And those are kind of like this property, in my opinion.
Well, I think it has to be under $1,000 an acre.
Darrell, what were the Trump properties and stuff? What were they valued at when we were talking here?
$1,185 on the Trump, or give or take a few bucks.
Yeah. Yep.
And then that Juergens lady right up the road from there, she was, I believe it was 9-something.
I don't know, Gary.
985?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
953. No, that's not that much.
I have no idea.
Well, you got to take an acre off. 57.69 acres. You got to take an acre off because the building site has that acre of $2,500 value. So you're roughly at 56 acres, and it's just how much you want to. I think just by the conversation, we're kind of in agreement. Maybe that the rest of the property maybe should be lowered. It's just how much you want to lower it or not. And we don't have to lower it either. We're going to vote here. I mean, it's just.
Here's what we do. We have to put land classes in. So even though I'm calling it pasture, it doesn't necessarily mean that, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to put a cow on it. I mean, it's a pasture. It's because it's got more than a certain amount of acres. So we call it pasture land. Now, we canopy some of that ground based on maybe it's supposed to be heavy tree cover, but I guess a canopy could include rock or could include something that causes a problem to pasture a cow in there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that would be the thing that we still keep it as land classes and soil types, so, but we do a canopy type thing where it reduces the value per acre. And that's usually like the trees that you can't get a cow to go, you know.
They're going to go in there. Yep.
So basically you've got to get to a value somewhere. And depending on what you think per acre, you know, that's where, I don't know where you're at on
that. And he changed the category to get to the 85,000. So
But
he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah,
but he put it recreational.
It was going into your protest. It was valued at $110,785 for the land. He's dropped it down to $85,815.
That's still $1,400 and some bucks an acre.
Yes, it is, yep. Sir. Yeah,
that's, and
yeah.
Not. And we looked at, he didn't canopy as much as maybe, I don't know.
Here's my thought on it. The $85,000 is still $17,000 less than what he just paid for it a few years ago. And it's far less than the $4,000 an acre that was paid for the Trump pit. And, you know, the ag has very little ability to lower their valuation. I'm not sure why we wanted to lower it on recreational ground when it's bringing that.
What about the equalization, though, John?
Well, that may need to occur, but that they may all be headed up, you know.
Well, for this year in this protest, don't we have to look at what we have before us? And if you raise it next year and they all go up, I would understand that,
yep.
If that's what you do. But I think for today's purposes, we've got a protest in front of us with some facts to... Probably the best set of facts I've had in a protest in a long time.
What's the Trump pit valued at? I mean, if that's
$1,185 an acre, give or take.
$1,185.
Who owns it now?
He did give $400,000 for it, evidently.
Well, if it's an arm's length transaction, I don't know that, because you'd have to be. If you look at what we have around here that you could buy, and he's not from here, either he paid a heck of a lot of money or something. It might very well be an arm's length transaction. I know Joe's is, so.
Yeah. Gary, we're trying to get it right. Is there a building on the Trump property?
There's a nice house on there.
Right.
In fact, when they valued it, I asked Darrell why that was so much less. It looks better than these metal sheds, and it wasn't done yet. They hadn't done it. But, yeah, there's a really a nice pad.
But the building probably done now.
The building on the Trump pit was added after he paid that $400,000 for it.
I assume it was.
Yes,
okay.
It was.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah, I'm just talking.
I didn't phrase it right. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the land because I don't think there's much shit we're going to do about the building on this property.
On these recreational properties, it varies from 800 to
less than 800.
700 to 1,200.
675 to...
$675 to $1,200, basically.
I think it's got to be somewhere in the middle.
Consistent with the market.
If we want to be
wide range.
So it's about...
If you have what the buyer wants, they'll pay for it.
Yep.
You know, if you don't have what the buyer wants, they'll knock her down a little bit.
Lloyd, did you say Darrell went out and valued this or looked at this property, or did you look at this
property? Darrell did.
Luis did.
Yeah.
His friend... Worker did. Luis.
Wait, the worker did.
I took him out there and brought him back.
The building, not the land.
We drove across the land, Patty.
Okay, but I mean, Darrell knew. He saw the pictures of the land, though.
Right.
Darrell did.
I have pictures of everything, so he had them, because I knew they were a little upset because they wouldn't let him in. I got the pictures, and then I offered to take Darrell out, and he asked if Luis could go, and I said, sure. We drove over the land, and we also went. And he even remeasured the building on it. Because half the floor, the main level was garage, and they had it all. So that's why we had the reduction.
Sorry.
And we appreciate that. Okay. But I just think this has to be somewhere in the middle of the high and the low, to be fair, for equalization purposes for today. As John said, next year you guys may be looking at a lot of these recreational properties. Some of the recreational properties, John, are on CRP, so they got an income, and it was farmland.
Right.
This
right.
is a whole different... You probably know where they're at, too. So I think it needs to be, for today's purposes and for equalization, I think it needs to be fair, and I think somewhere in the middle was fair.
This one, Myron, I feel we ought to vote on separately.
Okay.
Do we do it now, or do you wait till it's all said and done, or...
In the past, we've done it now. We've handled, we wanted to make a change to what's on this list, then we voted on it and changed it now, and then when we come to it during the reading, we just don't read that one. Because it's voted on separate.
If you guys have an inclination to change it, then I may run some numbers on my computer system down the hall on the canopy.
Yeah, I think it should.
You mean to?
Well, run it. The only reason... I know what that property, other than recreational, it never should have been classified farm ground because I know what's down there.
But
so
a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Keep in mind, though, the sale price does support them, basically.
Those three? Yeah, there's basically no change.
Did
we need
those in?
I didn't know if we had the. I didn't know if we need a motion to approve.
We need a motion to approve no change on them.
So moved.
Did you make the motion by Byers, seconded by Juergens? Vote 5-0 in favor. Anything else? Are we done?
For this year.
For this year.
For this year.
How many protests does Fillmore County have?
Let me tell you, this guy does a good job. He writes a lot of stuff down, and he does the walking of the fields, so I appreciate his help.
And thank you. Thank you for helping us out again.
I'm getting paid by the hour.
Terry.
Can you name his name one more time? Insurance meeting. Didn't you see him out in the hall?
Hey, Juergens. Are we adjourned?
Yeah. Yes, we're adjourned at 3:06 on the clock.